Jason Pierre-Paul told us that despite the flashes that we all saw of him last year, he felt like he played slow for much of the season. Do you think that's true when you look back at
it? There were times he did play slow, and I think he was just unsure and not confident. And he's another one that, you know, the offseason and the OTA program would have been, I think he would have benefited a lot from that. And but he's another one that's coming here in very good condition. He's off to a very good start. But then, again, it's hard to really know where you are as a defensive line until we get pads on and start going against, live competition, get into the preseason. And so we'll see where we are once that starts.
Have you seen enough from him last year to kind of feel like the potential and the athletic ability can translate into
There's no question this kid is talented and has got a very unique player. He's a very unique player. I've been around the league 12 years, and I've not coached one that you compare him. He's kind of his own guy. You know, he's how strong he is and how talented and how much range he has. But then we've got a long way to go to get to the technique that he needs to have to reach that potential. But he's I can't say enough about him. He's always wanting to do what you ask him. And if he continues to do that, he's going to be things are going to work out for him.
Guy like that, if he's thinking and he's slow because he's thinking, do you try and encourage the old aggressive? You know, if you're going to make a mistake, make an aggressive mistake.
Yeah, we talked to him about that. We just can continue to rep him, you know, in individual periods and half speed drills, and you see him grow, his confidence growing, and the guy he's got some special ability, and we've just got to continue to work on it. And it really set him back the off season program not having that, and the OTAs and those type of things.